RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Discover our 2-to-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
24 minutes to 9 on Morning Ireland, and it's back over to Des Cahill for the sports news.
Yeah, thanks, Angus. We're going to start with last night's League Cup action in England, because it was a bittersweet night for Southampton's young Irish international Will Smallbone at Stamford Bridge. Having recovered from a serious ACL injury, Smallbone was introduced by Southampton in the second half of their League Cup game at Chelsea. It was his first match for 9 months. Now, Southampton held on for a very creditable 1-1 draw after Che Adams cancelled out Kai Havertz's opener for Chelsea, so the game went to penalties, and Smallbone was brave enough to step up and take one, but he and Theo Walcott missed for the Saints, so Rhys James scored the winner for Chelsea, who advanced. At the Emirates Stadium, Callum Chambers and Eddie Nketiah scored for Arsenal in a 2-0 win over Leeds. Now, Chambers' goal was a bit unusual because he scored with literally his first touch of the game.
It's pretty quick, to be honest. You know, the guys on the sideline, set-piece coach, Nico and the boss, you know, they said, you know, you're going to score from your first touch. They convinced me, so I went on thinking that was going to happen, and luckily it did, so yeah, it was a nice moment.
Is that what the celebration was? Because you charged over there, didn't you? So what was it led to that feeling from all of you?
It was just that, you know, they were saying as I was about to come on, you know, they're all really getting into my ear going, you're going to score, get your head on it, first touch, going to get the goal. So yeah, obviously when it happened, straight back over to them and celebrating with them. It was a nice moment.
It was a great celebration. Do you know when the last goal was, how many days ago it was?
My last goal?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
765 days ago, goal for Arsenal.
Yeah. No, it's always nice. Always nice to score a goal. So yeah, it was good.
What did you make of the team's performance? You're into the next round.
Good performance, good to get a clean sheet, a couple of goals as well. I think playing against Leeds is never easy. They're a unique team in the way they play. So you've got to be ready. You've got to change your mentality a little bit in the way you think. I think we did that really well. We prepared well, and we're all at it and up for the fight, which is the main thing you have to do against Leeds. You have to fight and give 100%, and we did that today, and yeah, it was a good performance for us.
It was, and League One side Sunderland are also through to the last eight. They beat Queen's Park Rangers 3-1 on penalties after the sides finished scoreless at the end of normal time. Well, now for reaction to the Republic of Ireland women's team. 2-1 victory over Finland in Helsinki. The Finns are second favourites in the group behind Sweden, but this win gives Fíre Pau's Irish side a huge boost in the qualifying group after goals from Megan Connolly and Denise O'Sullivan. Ireland can now look forward to sell-out games in Tallinn next month for the visit of Slovakia and Georgia. 6 points from those games would put Ireland in a very strong position. Megan Connolly, who scored direct from a free kick, explained to Donny O'Donoghue why she took it rather than Katie McCabe.
We were just standing over it for, I felt like forever, and we just kept looking, do we want to in-swing it or go back post, or kind of, you know, we just kept saying it, and then just last minute I just said, I'll take it. You know, Katie said, what you want? I said, I'll do it. And then, yeah, just I had belief in myself that, you know, I've practiced it enough times that, you know, hopefully tonight will be the night, and it was, so... Yeah, I think it came at the perfect time. We were kind of building, getting it on the 10th minute, I think it was. It just kind of helped settle a bit and just get us in the game. Taking free kicks before, obviously being on this team, there's a lot of people, you know, Katie can take free kicks, you know, with her eyes closed. But from that angle, it just felt that a right footer would kind of suit it more. But yeah, I don't want to give away my secrets too much. But yeah, I'm just glad that it contributed to the 2-1. And obviously, Dee getting the second goal was so important 5 minutes after they scored.
Yeah, great win. And Irish coach Fíre Pau admitted afterwards that Ireland may not have been the better team, but she was delighted with her side's resilience.
Well, let's start with how important it was. And that not the best footballing team has won, although the first 15 minutes we were very, very good, I think. We were all over them, but somehow we lost the grip, but their resilience is fantastic. If you see how they responded, the way we got the goal against, where before, where normally you would collapse, and I think that came in to our team, especially the resilience, and keep holding on to your task. As if it's clinical what you're doing at that moment, that we get that out of all the games against higher ranked teams.
Yeah, meanwhile in Belfast, Northern Ireland's women team drew 2-2 with Austria. A bit of heartache for Northern Ireland because Stephanie Enziger equalised in stoppage time to deny Northern Ireland what would have been a famous win after they had taken the lead with goals from Laura Wade and Demi Vance. Now, the FAI has warned fans not to buy any illicit tickets for next month's clash between Ireland and Portugal after tickets were found to be selling for four times face value on touting sites. Demand for the game is huge. Many fans left disappointed as tickets sold out within minutes of going on sale. Last night, the FAI acknowledged the match tickets currently circulating online at inflated prices and warned fans who purchased tickets via this manner they risk being denied entry. In boxing, JP Hale represents Ireland at the World Championships in Belgrade today. The Irish lightweight takes on local fighter Semiz Alicic. In rugby, the Six Nations chief Ben Morrell insists there are no plans to add South Africa to the championship, with enhancement of the July and November windows seen as his greater priority. And in racing, Cheltenham Gold Cup hero Manella Indo had seven confirmations for the champion chase at Dunroyal on Saturday, and the action today, Angus, is at Dundalk. The first race is off at 3:30.